was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is June 24th. My gosh.
What? Are you kidding? What
happened? It's not June 24th?
No, it's June 24th.
Computer this would stuff. Be June 24th.
Oh, okay, but why'd you look at me like that, Bob? I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, well, I've lost 2 more days.
You were pointing the newspaper at me like you were about to whack a puppy.
Well, if you pee on the floor again, I think that'll happen. Hey, it's 7:06. Monday. It's Monday. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Jump into our chat room and say hello. We're just, okay, first of all, how you doing there, kiddo?
Hey, we had a great, you know what? It feels really good to be back. We're going to be going into a lot of segments this morning. We have some special guests that are here at 7:15, waiting in the green room here. It's a wonderful day. We love the rain. Take the rain. 71 degrees. It's going to be reaching about that with 90%, we are looking at 90% chances of rain all day. I had a nightmare last night that somebody said I did the weather badly.
How do you do the weather?
Somebody
badly?
Said somebody else should do the weather because she doesn't do the weather very well. I was at a nightmare. I don't know what, you know.
I can't stand it if I'm not liked. How can you screw up the weather? You just read it.
You read it
with lots of inflection.
Well, and tonight it's 100% chance of rain. Temperature's around 66.
I'm swooning.
About 10 miles an hour per way. Anyway, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Pizza night. Sporting Clays, great dinners, and some of Vineyards.
Absolutely. Now, you want to hear about what happened? Let's find out. First of all, we know that the market in Wall Street in this last week has been crazy.
Volatile.
That's a good word.
So let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute, and Chris Lasondek. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes in today's trading, and the markets are negative territory, though we have improved off the lows of the day. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 216 points at 14,582. The S&P 500 giving up 23 points at 1569, while the NASDAQ Composite is off 53 points at 3303. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 157 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America down 41 cents at 1229. Ford's off 48 cents at 1452. Citigroup down $1.77 at $45.10, and Pfizer off 34 cents at $28.12. Of local interest, PG&E's down 50 cents at $43.83. Safeway's down 32 cents at $22.50. North Valley Bank off 43 cents at $16.60, and Harley-Davidson down 92 cents at $49.62. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.62%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.41%. Oil's down 13 cents a barrel at $93.56, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $10.74 an ounce at $12.86.01, while silver's down 32 cents at $19.76. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call, 530-243-7561. It is a volatile area out there. When they start raising the interest rates on the bonds and everything, it's going to impact everything. The mortgages, your 401s, the whole shooting match. You need somebody you can talk to. Give our people down at Wells Fargo Advisors a call at 530-243-7561.
A woman who was the first woman in Hollywood to gain control over her own movies, forming her own production company, United Artists, with Douglas Fairbanks, D.W. Griffith, and Charlie Chaplin. Mary Pickford signed this day in history the most lucrative movie contract in that time, which would have been this day in history. She inked the first seven-figure Hollywood deal. Pickford would get $250,000 per film with a guaranteed minimum of $10,000 a week against half the profits, including bonuses and the right of approval of all creative aspects of her films. America's Sweetheart, she won her first Oscar for Coquette in 1975. She received a special Academy Award recognizing her legacy to the world of film. There you go. She was a vaudeville actress and once appeared on Broadway with Cecil B. DeMille, The Warrens of Virginia, for a mere $25 per week. I think that's pretty, that's somebody well, who rose.
There, yeah, back there in those days, they were like, royalty.
They didn't have
Mary
income.
Pickford and, Douglas Fairbanks Jr. royalty back in those days.
And I don't think they had to pay income tax.
No, they didn't.
Until the 20s.
Yeah, that was, or later. Anyway, okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We got a couple of things, and we've got the Toastmasters here to talk about what they do. And Senator Jim Nielsen should be on later on this morning. Plus, we have a lot of things to talk about. Hey, the Zimmerman trial is starting. I want to talk to you about what happened when I called Apple to get a new password. You are not going to believe the declaration of war that started in a 2-minute conversation. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah! Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew.
Coffee time.
Hey, you want coffee? you get coffee. Espresso, Espresso Joe's, that's right. Go on down, buy it. They'll cook it for you, or you just buy it and cook it yourself.
They probably have about 50 different varieties of coffee beans.
That's right.
So you can go in and lift the lid off and take a whiff.
Yeah, last time
they had, I got to have those beans.
They had other types. So they have beer and they have Jarhead Red, mm-hmm. that wine made by Marines for everybody. Mm-hmm. And, of course, walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. That's Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I need to tell my Apple story before we get started.
Okay.
That's why I wanted Bob to make sure he had. You know what? For for decades, I have fought against going into the Apple
Macintosh
black hole. Right?
And I've always done Apple.
And Linda's been at, and
Bob since 95,
got it.
That's
people
what I
call
have.
Me names. People that have Apple, our webmaster, Brad the Magnificent, is going here going, oh, well, I got here, do this. He's, I can't do anything because you don't have Apple. So
here we go.
Here we go. Now, if you think, let me first of all raise my right hand and tell you what you're about to hear is absolutely a true story. This happened to me yesterday.
He was gone for quite some time. I didn't know where.
Thing she saw,
in the house.
The only thing she heard was a couple of explosions and, yes. and tracer rounds coming out of the office because I call, okay, to do anything, you need this password. Okay. Well, when I helped Linda set up her iPhone, another plot to suck your brains out. I somehow managed to get a password. I'm not sure how that happened because frankly, I don't use her phone.
I got you an iPad for Father's
Day.
Wait
a minute. But then. You're stepping on my cloud here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're stepping on my cloud.
Back up.
All right. So then I get an iPad for Father's Day. And I have to admit, it's kind of fun. But then, here's an app so I can download a National Rifle Association. Okay. Well, I need to have my password. Well, I don't know what my password is. I get a phone number to call. I call. It's in India. And when I call in India, he speaks better English than I do. And he says, you have to get to a computer. I said, you can't just kind of give me a password. We have to go to a computer. So I went to a computer, an Apple computer that belongs to Linda. And then he says, well, we have to take over your computer. You have to take over the computer? Yeah. I said, can't you just send me a link or a password that I can then, you know, reset your password? No, we have to do this and stop asking dumb questions. Exactly what he said. And I went,
no.
I said, wait a minute. I said, what'd you say? He said, well, we have to take over the computer to be able to do this more efficiently. No, no, not that part. The second part.
He really said that?
He said, oh, about you don't have to ask questions. And I went, really? And so I know that we have this one thing that we always have the right to do. I said, I'd like to speak to an American, please. And then he comes back, he said, you don't like Indians? I said, I like Indians fine. I have friends that are Indians. I just don't like your attitude. I want to talk to your manager. Well, he's Indian. Great, but it's not you. Now we move on to the manager. I have to wait like, you know, 2 minutes and listen to this head-banging music that I think they turned up. And then this guy comes on, and guess who it is? It's the same guy. What, you think I'm stupid? It's you. He goes,
dumb questions.
I am, and I am the manager. No, you're not. You're the same guy. Oh, no, I'm not. Why? He said, we need to take, I said, it's not, what? You don't like Indians? I like Indians. I don't like you. At that point.
You can't make this stuff.
At that point. He already had my phone number. And I said, okay, well, this is not going anywhere. So I hung up. So I go to the Apple thing. I call. And there's a woman that answers with a southern accent. I said, you know, the only thing I want to do is change the password in this damn computer for my Apple password. She goes, all right. She says, that's not usually what I do. I'll tell you what, I'm just going to send you to Texas. And I went, God bless you. And then we go. And then the next one goes, hello, this is Rhonda. I said, Rhonda, are you in Texas? No. Oh, where are you at? Oregon. Yay! Yay! And you know what happened? She sends me a link on my email. I open the link up. I click once. It says, what your username is. Reset your password. Click. That's all it takes.
Usually that is the process. I'm rather now, are you going to send some kind of message to Apple's, PR people and say your customer service is really bad right now?
Well, yeah. I just, you know, but I mean, when you're dealing with people, first of all, you're dealing with people who want to help you. You try to help and stop asking dumb questions. Stop asking dumb questions. I mean, that can't you just send me a link as a dumb question? And then he comes back on the line again like he's somebody else. You know what? What a racist he is.
I would say that Apple has a problem if they are offshoring to these people.
Well, I tell you what, cause then I gave the girl, I said, is this your number? Cause I thought, well, where did I get this number from? You know, did I get it? You know, so I'm like, oh yeah, just call these guys. And they take over your computer and empty all your bank accounts.
The harassment. Yeah, when they said I have to take over your computer, that really concerns me.
That concerns me.
What?
Well, you know, they do that. I mean, they can see what you're doing.
Remote desktop.
It's a remote desktop, so you can see what they're doing. But tell me how hard it is to just reset a password. It's not hard. It was, according to my...
Let's take an early break. So that when we come back.
This is right on time.
Oh,
really,
is it?
Really, we're running late.
All right.
So let's take a quick one.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we have some special guests in the house to switch the, we're going to talk about something really wonderful. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making four high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kind of doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the people in Sovereign Minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle. An opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
725, and this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Old-fashioned values. Quality doesn't have to cost more. Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Homecomfort.org. 221-2642. Alliance Heating and Air. Don't try this at home. I am a professional.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in case you know our 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 724 in the morning. It's a Monday. How did we get to Monday?
I don't know. We got to Monday, but you know what?
We're getting it's really to July great now.
When you have wonderful guests that come on the show. We're going to be hearing about some special things this morning with Wanda Monkton, who's the president of Toastmasters at noon, and Jim Buescher, who's vice president of public relations of Daybreakers. Did I get that right?
Yes. You did.
All right. Well, get on in there, Wanda. Maybe I should get in there, too. Let's find out what is Toastmasters and what – tell us what you need to tell us. We want to hear it.
Okay. What we need to tell you about Toastmasters is that it's an organization that can help each and every one of you improve your communication skills. And they can do that in a supportive and friendly atmosphere.
We know where we need to go to. Tell us about what you have to tell
us. But we're always looking for members. And we do have three Toastmaster groups right here in Reading. I'm the president of the Toast at Noon Toastmasters. We meet at the Caltrans office on Riverside Drive, North Reading. And we meet from 11:30 to 12:30. We're always happy to have guests. Jim Buescher, who's the vice president of public relations, can tell you about his Daybreakers Club.
Hi, Daybreakers. Yes. Good morning. If you like getting up early, and we meet at the Shasta Regional Medical Center at the Liberty Room every Wednesday morning at 6:30 in the morning. So get up, get your coffee. Actually, they even service a coffee right there, so you can wait until you get there. It's a good way to start your day. And listen to stories like Carl just told about his Apple experience would make a wonderful presentation. And we have a very non-threatening way of critiquing and helping people make their presentations, whether it's about your business or you've got a message to say or a story to tell. You can put it in various forms. There's a way that you can work through these in Toastmasters and learn different skills on how to present. And it's not just stand-up speak, but how to use visual aids and how to use your gestures, how to present things in a comic way. Carl doesn't need that.
Well, Toastmasters has been around for, gosh, you know what, as long as
since
I can remember.
Since 1924.
Well, since Bob can remember then.
Yeah.
1924, and it helps people with their public speaking. It's also a way to camaraderie in a club like this, but it's a well-known club. How do people join?
Well, to join, actually, you can come to any one of the clubs. And we always have packets with membership applications. It's really very inexpensive. It's a total of about $45 for a six-month period. And that gets you manuals and information to work with. And one of the good things about Toastmasters is that we do not just communications development, but also leadership. And almost anybody in the business world needs to hone those skills. And it's such an easy way to do it in the club because you develop your leadership skills by filling meeting roles, whether it's a Toastmaster, an evaluator, doing table topics. There's one that is really good for a lot of people because a lot of us have trouble giving an answer off the top of your head. And in Toastmasters, we do a segment of the meeting that is dealing directly with that kind of skills. Another thing that is really interesting to me is the use of filler words, the ahs, and you hear that so much. In Toastmasters, we actually have what we call an ah counter, and they make a note of the filler words that are being used, and then they give a report at the end of the meeting, and once you're aware of what's going on, you learn the beauty of silence. Instead of making a sound, close your mouth, let your mind work, and start over.
Well, we have silence here on the radio. We get four phone calls if it's for 10 seconds. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're with our Toastmaster experts here, and we're going to go to the news and come back and finish up this segment, let everybody know how to join, phone numbers and all that, and we'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are sharply lower in early trading as increasing fears over liquidity crunch in China spooks investors here in the U.S. Concern the Federal Reserve stimulus plan may be drawing to a close is also taking a toll. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down about 240 points. Meanwhile, beauty products company Ulta is tapping Mary Dillon as its new chief executive. Dillon was nabbed from U.S. Cellular, where she has been president and CEO since 2010. Dillon will replace interim CEO Dennis Eck on July 1st. As of May 4th, Ulta had 576 stores in 46 states. And Starbucks is perking up prices on some of its beverages tomorrow by an average of 1%. This marks the first price hike in nearly 2 years. The move was triggered by rising costs for labor, rent, and raw materials. Less than a third of all beverages will be affected, but drinks that will cost customers more, brewed coffee, tea, lattes, and espresso. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Ah, summer. Sunshine, kids home all day, company visiting. Ugh, cobwebs, dirty carpets, and those windows. Now's the time to give Service Master of the North Valley a call. Whether it's one room or the whole house, at Service Master, we clean carpets and upholstery, tile and grout, and strip and wax vinyl floors. From kitchen to bathrooms, call Service Master to keep up with your summer cleaning needs. Get rid of the dust, the dirt, the cobwebs, and even see through those windows again. Hey, it's summer, and the sun is shining. Call Service Master of the North Valley for a free estimate. 722-1101. That's 722-1101.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
911.
She shot him. She shoot him.
My wife is a hero. She protected her kids. She did what she was supposed to do as a responsible, prepared gun owner.
This is Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The time is now for safe, effective, NRA-certified firearms training. And if I can provide your firearms, ammunition, and the best training in the state, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at NorCalFI.com, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Jana from Vintner Cellar in downtown Reading. I'm proud to announce that our ever-so-popular Christmas in July sale is right around the corner. Stop by and find out more about winemaking with your friends and how to save during our annual sale. The sale comes only once a year and will end on July 31st. I would also like to invite you and your friends to join us for our upcoming wine tour to award-winning DeCaro Cellars and Wild Card Brewery. This tour will be held on June 29th and usually sells out fast, so call today to reserve your seats. Finally, I would like to announce that our beautiful tasting room is now available for your next event. Birthday parties, girls' night out, business meetings, reunions, or just because. Call today to reserve your next party. Call 222-WINE or email us at info@222wine.com to find out more details. There are so many reasons to gather with friends and cheers at Vintner Cellar. Hope to see you soon.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:34 in the morning. It is June the 24th, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. You know what? Granite in your bathrooms, granite in your kitchen, granite outside around your barbecue. They make fire pits. They make this outstanding smoker. You can't believe how good it is. In fact, we are donating one to the fundraiser this weekend at Wind River for We the People and Sovereign Minds.
I'm going to buy it.
We may just buy it back. That's right. Give them a call. Give Mike Huber and his crew a call at 530-241-7866. 241-7866. The granite work he does is just impeccable.
It's currently 60 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR here, 7:35 in the morning. It looks like we're going to have rain today, mostly all day long, with temperatures reaching around 71 tonight. It looks like it's raining some more. In fact, we have a forecast of rain through Wednesday tonight. Lows are 66, and the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now, get back to our fabulous guest. We're talking about Toastmasters, Wanda Monkton and Jim Buescher. Welcome back to the show.
And we have, let's go to our phones. Don, you're live on KCNR. Are you live there?
I think I'm live. I'm upright. But this is for Wanda. I have been to the Toastmasters at noon.
Wait, Don. We neglected to tell them a little thing, like to put their earphones on here. Okay, give it again.
I have been to the Toastmasters at noon. It's wonderful. And what I like about this is for Wanda. What I like about it is many people are terrified in a job interview or speaking before more than two or three people. And this absolutely prepares them for that and makes it a positive experience.
Well, thank you. And that's exactly what Toastmasters is about. Is making you comfortable and getting past that fear factor, which is what gets in the way of effective communications.
Yeah, you guys, your criticisms are gentle, they're meaningful, and it's just an all-around good experience. I only wish I had time to keep coming back.
Well, we would love to have you come back. And I think the thing that I like about it is you mentioned criticisms. And actually, we don't look at it that way. We call it evaluations with positive feedback that lets you know what you do well and how you can improve.
Well, if you talk to Carl, I need a lot of criticism.
Well, you know what? Every time I do an air check on you, I just burn it afterwards. So anyway, hey, Don, thanks a lot for your phone call.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Don Shulman. He has a show on Sundays from 10 till 12 right here on KCNR. But, you know, what he said was true is that, you know, whether you're talking in front of two people or it could be somebody you're going in for a job. How do you address yourself? How do you hold yourself? How do you get out those first few words that make so much of a difference in a job interview when the person says, tell me a little bit about yourself. Mm-hmm. And then it lets them be strong and confident and man, move on from there. If you can express yourself, if you're articulate, mm-hmm. It's a big step forward in this world. Now, you have to back that up with knowledge and probably an ability to read. And if you've got all those, at least you've got something going for you, right, Jim?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, now give us some phone numbers here for people to call if they want a little more information.
Okay. If you want to go to a lunchtime meeting, come to Toast at noon, you can call me, Wanda Monkton. My phone number is 241-2955. And, Jim, give them your number.
Yeah, okay. My number is 530-341-2242. And that's if you want to get up nice and early in the morning, start your Wednesday mornings bright and early at the Shasta Regional Medical Center in the Liberty Room.
Now, let me ask a question. This is people of all ages, of course, on this.
Everybody over 18.
Over 18. Okay. And you probably have people of all ages. Because
we do.
This is a great opportunity for people to kind of maybe get over that stage fright and to learn how to present. Like you said, you could present. You know, it shows you how to do a slide presentation and
right.
Computer stuff there.
Yes. Visual aids, the whole bit, everything you would need to, every kind of communications or presentation that you need to make, uh-huh. You can learn the skills in Toastmaster. One thing I did want to mention that Jim and I represent the Daybreakers and the Lunchtime Toastmasters. There's also an evening club that meets on Thursday evenings at 6 o'clock at the Reading Library.
Oh, okay.
So you have three choices right here in town.
Morning, noon, or
night. Absolutely. And a good place to get information and even contact information is to go to the website for toastmasters.org, TOASTMASTERS. And you'll get all of the information you need right there in addition to calling and talking to people about it. That or just drop into the meetings because we're always happy to have guests.
Okay. Our guests have been Wanda Monkton, who's the president of Toast at Noon, Toastmasters at Noon, and Jim Buescher, who is the vice president of public relations for Daybreakers, which is Wednesday mornings. And then you have also a Wednesday evening, too. So
Thursday evening.
Thursday evening for Toastmasters. Well, thanks very much for coming in today. And tell us, because maybe a lot of people don't realize that that's out there and what a boon it can be in your life. If I could say it, to be able to speak in front of people.
Yes.
Without a great deal of fear and to have yourself organized.
Yeah. It's a tool you can use the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
I mean, even with my brother, we went to a wedding this weekend and some people were scared just out of their wits to have to give the toast. And my brother did such a great job and everybody else did. And if the microphone didn't work, so they ended up having to yell it. Mm. In 40 people outside or 100 people outside. So to be able to have that calm, you've been in that situation, it will go for the rest of your life. You'll always, you never know when you're going to have to get up and be able to take center stage and be able to, relay information. Again, or like I said, give a toast, give a speech, make an announcement. You just never know. So, so glad to have you in our community and to make, this a stronger one at that.
Yeah. You mentioned, at any age, my dad, who's a World War II vet, he'll be 90 this year. He's part of the morning Toastmasters. And he gets up and comes in and tells his story.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much, Toastmasters of the world here. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking about a number of things. The Zimmerman case, am I walking across part of the Grand Canyon? And, of course, a student who just won a federal lawsuit because he was thrown out by a teacher during a anti-bullying day at school. More? Yeah, just pay attention. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindalelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460-530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. They offer senior discounts and veteran discounts. They take care of those who fought for our freedom. If that's important to you, then use Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Their customers are warm friends.
There you go. Shasta Gas Propane. Everybody's down there. Hey, you know what? We've got a couple, you know, let's start talking about some things here. There was a student during, back in Michigan, there was an anti-bullying day in school. This is anti-bullying day at school. So they said, well, you know, we want to make sure. So the economics professor said, well, I want to make sure that everybody knows everybody should be wearing a purple T-shirt in support of the anti-bullying. And he said, you know, nobody should be bullied. You wear this and we talk about, and you have to say how you support the gay rights. Well, one student says, well, I can't do that. I can't support gay rights. It's against my religion, or gays. It's against my religion. And the professor or the economics teacher goes, well, yes, you have. Why? He says, well, I'm Catholic and I can't, you know, this just goes against my religion. The teacher then starts yelling at him and telling him that he has no right to say that, that he hates people, and he starts bullying the student during anti-bullying day, and he throws him out of the class.
Oh. Now, don't you think that forever and ever and ever, that's like you might as well kick somebody in the belly or slap them in the face, humiliate them in front of the crowd, that will forever stay in that young gentleman's mind.
It's going to stay for a while because his parents took the school to court. The federal judge says this was an obvious case of his First Amendment rights being trampled on because he didn't have the right to say, I don't agree with this agenda and what you're doing today with the teacher. The teacher was, the whole school board came down on the teacher and said, you're wrong about this. And they punished him, but he got that, you know, he appealed that through the union and changed. But the young man won. It's because when they're talking anti-bullying about people not being able to express themselves, and then when he expresses himself, he gets bullied by the teacher. Is this great or what?
So what happened?
Well, the courts found for him. Said, no, you have an absolute right to present your viewpoint. He wasn't being nasty or mean or saying people were bad people. He just says, I don't believe in it. My religion has taught me that this is wrong. I can't stand up and say that this is right. Anyway.
Well, remember what happened to the Miss America?
Oh yeah,
when she
didn't believe in same sex marriages, she was destroyed.
She was destroyed
by the media.
I'd like to follow what's happening with her.
Yeah. You know. Anyway, okay, but first let's go find out what's happening with Snowden, the young man who released the information is that our government is spying on us much more than any of us really thought. Let's go to Henry. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning. We're wonderful. Thanks for calling in.
I've been out of the loop for about a week. I've been over doing a little. Well, let's put it this way. I wanted to go back to work for a week, so I did. But at any rate, I kind of got left out on things. But I've been hearing a little bit about this Snowden guy that's running all over the world trying to get away from the CIA or whoever he's trying to get away from. And as near as I can gather, the only thing this guy did was tell the people of the United States that the idiots in government are spying on all of us. Now, I don't see where that was all that bad.
Well, I think what it is the scope of the spying, that it was not only, looking at certain individuals, but it seems like it took in everybody, millions and millions and millions of emails, and that they have, they're into, the major search engines. They're into the phone lines that they've, so they can look and see who you've been talking to. May not know exactly what you've been saying, but that's what they say. Of course, I don't believe that. Because once you open it up.
Well, the government lies a little bit.
Well, the government lies, but I think the bottom line is.
If all he did was tell the people of the United States that the government's spying on him, then they ought to hang a medal on him.
Well,
instead of chasing him all over the world and trying to convict him of something.
Well, the point is that if he did, he release confidential information, and if he did,
That's not been brought up at all.
Well, I think he saw confidential information. Now, the difference between him and the guy that did the WikiLeaks thing was he released thousands of documents that he never even saw. He was just out there doing it. This guy read each document and said, you know what, the American people need to know that this is what's going on. You know, you could equate this to the Pentagon Papers when Ellsberg said, you know, people need to know what's going on here. And he became, nobody ever charged him. He became a hero. And in fact, it brought down, one of the reasons that the Nixon administration
understand that, but, it seemed, I just don't see where this fellow's done anything all that bad. All he did was announce, to the best of my knowledge, and I'm not privy to all the information, but to the best of my knowledge, all he did was come out with a statement that we are being spied on by
our own government,
by the White House. Whoever.
Yeah, I don't, this thing started a long time ago. It's like so many things. Okay, Henry, got to go for a break. Thanks for your phone call. Glad you're back.
Yeah, bye.
Bye, bye.
Always love your input here. Yeah, give us a call, 605-4567.
Hey, you know who else is back? John Dixon. Our buddy John Dixon came by the other day, dropped off a couple of books he had picked up, one for me and one for you. The one about Bob Hope's last big tour.
Oh, that's great.
Christmas tour, and then one on cigars. But hey, welcome home, John Dixon.
And before we take our quick break, the boxes are going to read The Sweetest Comeback in the History Ever. We'll be right back to tell you what that is. KCNR 1460 AM.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and—
Come on, William, give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, 7:55 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Red and Crown Motors. Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Ram dealership serving all of the North State right here. Great, great buys. Great deals made by your neighbors here. Stop on by 555 Cypress Avenue. They've got a car, truck, or SUV of any kind that you may want right there. Give them a call, 223-2177, Redding Crown Motors.
Hostess is betting on a sweet comeback for Twinkies when they return to shelves next month. The company that went bankrupt after an acrimonious fight with its unionized workers last year is back up and running under new owners and a leaner structure. It says it plans to have Twinkies and other snack cakes back on shelves starting July 15. I'm telling you what, this was like people went into mourning. So anyway, that's, there you go.
You know, right now people are still talking about the Snowden in our chat room, saying he's like the child that said the emperor has no clothes. You know, frankly, the big thing is because it's just another thing that's making the Obama administration look like a bunch of amateurs after 5 years of being in the job. The other things are coming up. You know what? That gent, Linda walked across a quarter mile of openness without a harness. And it was across one of the canyons that was off to the side, ravines that was off to the side of the Grand Canyon. As people were saying, oh, he's going to walk to Grand Canyon. Well, it wasn't exactly, but who cares? The guy walks like a quarter mile across a 1500 foot drop without a safety net, without being tethered to the line. You know, that takes some intestinal fortitude. You've got to be really good at what you do, but, you know, you've got winds blowing at 30 miles an hour. Not only that, when you look at the history of his family, his grandfather killed from this fall that took like four or five of them out at one time. They've had a number of them, number of the Walendas, the flying Walendas killed in the business, but he made it through and, you got to cheer him on. The Zimmerman trial starts today. In fact, it started. Started at 9 o'clock this morning, Pacific Standard Time. This is going to be really interesting. Can you have a fair trial in Florida with this? When there's already been threats of what happens if he's not found guilty, you know, people taking their law in their own hands, riots. So here it is that he's starting this trial, and for the death of Trayvon Martin, 17 years old. When the first photos you ever saw of Martin was of, I mean, he was 12, but he wasn't 12. He was 17. He was 6 feet tall or more, 170 pounds. And Zimmerman said he was trying to kill him. He was afraid for his life. And he has the physical markings on him. His head was all beat up. He was bleeding. He had all these, you don't see that so much. Bad Bob?
Oh, I was just indicating you have 1 minute. Yeah, the picture had, he had all kinds of contusions and stuff.
Well, and the prosecutor says was that, wait, you followed him. You did not have to kill him. You could just let it go on. And, but the thing about this is it is a racially charged episode, a racially charged trial. And are people going to make decisions based on fear, on the race, on, or just what the facts are? The jury is made up entirely of women. So you know the common sense is there.
And, but it's also, it's amazing that they chose all women on this trial. Obviously, whoever does, and they pay a lot of money for these, who makes up these, who picks the juries, obviously had reasons for this. All right, we got to run. We'll be right back. Senator Jim Nielsen is scheduled to be here with us, but we'll see what happens. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A white woman who claims she was a victim of affirmative action scores a partial victory at the Supreme Court, where Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live. I think we were unable to hear Jared, and he may be unable to hear us, but he did file this report from the court earlier.
Lower court opinions upholding the admissions policy at the University of Texas have been struck down by the Supreme Court, but the issue is far from settled. In a 7-1 opinion, Justice Anthony Kennedy arguing lower courts too narrowly considered the policy that uses race as one factor in college admissions. Because of that flawed analysis, the Supreme Court is sending this challenge back, essentially telling the lower courts and litigants to start over in what's already been a lengthy road here to the U.S. Supreme Court. At the U.S. Supreme Court, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Now, with gay marriage and voting rights rulings still looming, the court will issue more opinions tomorrow. We don't know if Edward Snowden is still in Russia, but WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says Snowden is safe.
He is not a spy. He is a whistleblower.
He also says Ecuador gave Snowden a refugee document of passage. The U.S. revoked his passport, charging Snowden with espionage. Secretary of State Kerry says if Russia allows Snowden to go to Ecuador and get asylum, there will be consequences. George Zimmerman's murder trial started this morning in Sanford, Florida. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live outside the courts.
Dave, after a fiery open by prosecutors quoting the F-word multiple times, George Zimmerman's defense team is now introducing their self-defense theory to the six-woman jury.
George Zimmerman is not guilty of murder. He shot Trayvon Martin in self-defense after being viciously attacked.
Though attorney Don West began with a show of sympathy towards Trayvon Martin's parents, saying they have every right to grieve, Dave.
Evan, another sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow is down 178 points this morning. This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $29.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
Is a 94-year-old Minnesota man a former Nazi commander. German prosecutors have opened an investigation into Michael Karkatz following an Associated Press report that he led a unit accused of torching villages and killing civilians in Poland during World War II. Tens of thousands of people remain in the dark in storm-ravaged areas of Minnesota, cleaning up from a bad weekend.
The wind, lightning, and rain started hitting Minnesota on Friday and just kept coming. Many trees and branches brought down power lines. At the height of the outages, a 500,000 households and businesses were left in the dark. That number is around 60,000 today. Some might not even get it back until the middle of the week. Michael Bedford is in the Twin Cities area.
I have no internet. I have no, and I could, my phone service is horrible. It's really awful.
Minneapolis public schools have canceled summer programs at 6 buildings because the power is out. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
The power is back on for just about everyone in Central California that lost electricity over the weekend. 145,000 customers from Cambria to Santa Barbara's wine country. The power company blamed an equipment failure. Can watching TV be good for your health?
Your TV could soon monitor your heartbeat and warn you about the risk of a heart attack. Some of that technology already exists in video games. Starting this fall, Microsoft Kinect will have biometric sensors that monitor the heart rate and prevent perspiration of gamers. Researchers at MIT say it won't be much of a leap for future TVs to monitor the interval between heartbeats, which can provide an early warning to TV watchers who might be at risk of a cardiac problem. Joy Piazza, Fox News Radio.
A 6-year-old boy who's considered a transgendered girl has won a legal ruling against an elementary school near Colorado Springs, allowing Coy Mathis to use the girls' bathroom. Coy's parents says from an early age the child refused to wear boys' clothes and told him he wanted to be fixed by doctors, later saying Coy has a gender identity disorder. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning. It's June the 24th. Linda, darling.
Well, this portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Looking forward to taking out a houseboat. If you don't have to go very far, staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Check out their line of houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis. Packages, kind of deals to fit any budget. Come out and have fun and relax without breaking the bank. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, owned by a veteran. 238-2383 or go to lakeshasta.com.
Yeah, good people. Hey, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor here, Chris Lasondak. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into the new trading week, and the markets are sharply lower, though we have improved off the lows of the day. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 187 points at 14,612. The S&P 500 off 23 points at 1569, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 45 points at 3311. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 263 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's down $12.37 at 401.18, Microsoft up 17 cents at 33.41, while Intel is off 55 cents at 23.64. Of local interest, Costco up 19 cents at 108.84, Home Depot down 87 cents at $73.01, while Reading Bank of Commerce is up a nickel at 4.93. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.61%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.42. Oil's up 6 cents a barrel at $93.74, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $13.09 an ounce at $1,283.66, while silver's down 45 cents at $19.63. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call, 530-243-7561. As you were just listening to, the volatility of the market is crazy out there. So you have to kind of watch what's you got to have some people there that knows what they're doing. And that's the Wells Fargo Advisors. Hey, how hot's it going to be today, or cold? What's going on?
Well, it's 63 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have 90% chance of rain all day and all into the evening. Temperatures reaching around 71 today. Lows this evening at 66. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Check out their Thursday night pizza night, and go to AnselmoVineyards.com. You can find out all kinds of wine tasting events and wonderful events they have going on through the summer months.
Hey, also this Saturday at 4:30, starting at 4:30, dinner at 6:30 will be the first annual We the People Sovereign Minds political and community talk radio get together. Dinner, auction, raffle. There's ways to support. They're here to help support two of our shows, Sovereign Minds and We the People. Great shows. And this is the first time they've done this. So it has a number of things going on with dinner, raffles for so many, lots of weapons there. It's kind of like a, going to be a conservative talk show feast going on there. All right. What do we got here, Bob? Okay, well, I tell you what, in fact, and speaking of that, let's go to the Tea Party. Terry, good morning.
Hey, Carl, how are you two doing today?
Fine.
Good. Yeah, tonight at the Tea Party, we have someone who you know, Chris Street, coming in to speak. He is the national host of Agenda 21, which airs nationally and on your radio station from 10 to 12 every day. So
That's right. He's
going to be in tonight, 2570 Bonneview Road. And that's at Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 o'clock. And, Carl, I really like to, you know, encourage maybe even a little bit of a reach out to some businesses here in Reading. I mean, here's a guy that was a treasurer of Orange County, for one thing, certainly has a huge business background. And, as you know, your program you've had on has been a huge success nationally and locally. It'd be nice to have some of the business people coming in and getting their questions answered about Agenda 21. This is a huge thing that we're doing tonight as far as trying to help the community.
I think people need to look out there and reach out to see what's going on. You know, people say, oh, Agenda 21, it's not true, it's not true, it's not true. And then certain things are happening, healthcare, power, energy, all these things, rivers, water, everything kind of starts pushing in.
And I think you're right, and I think a lot of it is, too. We live in a bit of a bubble. I mean, just this last week, Sal and I were in Nevada and in Utah. And it's interesting because, you know, we really kind of live in a bit of a bubble here in regards to the fact that Agenda 21 is accepted by, you know, every one of our elected leaders here, whether it be Jim Nielsen or Doug LaMalfa, whether it be Brian Daly, everybody understands Agenda 21. It's a national thing. This isn't a conspiracy theory anymore. I mean,
really,
it's reality. So people should get educated on it.
And speaking of Jim Nielsen, he's on the other line. We're going to go right to him after we finish with you.
Well, that sounds good. Say hi to him for me.
I'll do that, Terry. Hey, thanks a lot. That's tonight at 6 p.m. at the Destiny Fellowship Church.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
You bet.
All right. Going to take a quick break and come right back with Senator Jim Nielsen. We're going to find out what's going on down in Sacramento. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse again with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew want to say thanks to all of our loyal customers. With everybody headed to the lake and camping, stop by and fill up your propane tanks. We have two-cycle oil, ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters and lawnmowers, red and clear diesel at all the plants. We have bulk oil, hydraulic, motor oil, grease, antifreeze, DEF, urea fluid, and we deliver to all ranchers, farmers, and loggers and construction folks, and even homeowners. We have some of the best people in the business. Northern Lights Energy. In Weaverville, see Michelle. In Corning, see Robin. And in Redding, see the rest of the family. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Welcome back.
I love that.
KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott.
Good butt music for Monday morning.
13 in the morning, and our guest is Senator Jim Nielsen. Good morning, Senator.
Morning.
Good morning, Senator. Okay, I guess we managed to lose the Senator here somehow in a break. Perhaps the Senator will call back. Anyway, well, let's go on from there. The big thing in our chat room is the first of all, it was the Zimmerman trial, people talking about that. And then there's something about Obama getting ready to make announcements about green energy and green this and green that. You know, frankly, the reason your energy costs are going up so much is because of these energy, this energy bill, this green bill, which makes us do 30% of it being, from renewable resources. But speaking of an asset and a resource, we have him back on the line, Senator Jim Nielsen. Hello, Senator.
Good morning, North Shore, California.
Well, I don't know what happened there. We push buttons. Anyway, Senator, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great today. Nice and cool.
Absolutely.
Enjoying it for a change.
Enjoying the rain and all that. Okay, there's so many things happening down in Sacramento. You know, Senator, I don't even know where you want to start, but let me throw some red meat out there. The federal judges said to release 10,000 more prisoners?
Well, I read the decision, and it is absolutely ludicrous. The federal judges set themselves above everybody. In fact, they have said the state will take all steps and measures to implement their recommendations, their order, rather, notwithstanding any state or local laws or regulations. To the contrary. And that all such local laws and state laws and regulations are hereby waived. In other words, anything that you have already voted in, such as Marcy's law that I helped write, that expressly prohibited some of the things this court and this governor are doing, like early release, and making the courts the parole board, just ignore those, because we say so. And they also quote two current Secretary of Corrections and a former warden and a ivory tower intellectual criminologist that talk about early release credits, giving additional credits for not doing anything. They call them good time, but they don't have to earn them at all. And they say such moderate reductions in prison sentences don't adversely affect recidivism or the value of the deterrence of punishment of being in prison. And the court then concluded that early release through good time credits, which is an admission that good time credits are in fact early release, it says that it doesn't increase crime, it only, get this, affects the timing and circumstances of the crime, if any, committed by a released inmate. So it's not about whether or not you do a crime, it's the timing and circumstances of the crime that counts in terms of the court. Tell me what the heck difference that makes to any of us who are victims.
I don't think it makes any difference. I think that we're going to be up to our butt in more felons that they're releasing. And the bad thing is, Senator, the thing that concerns, I think, a lot of people is already we're having problems with the first group. But those are supposed to be the best of the, you know, of the worst. I can't help but think this next 10,000 they've got to be reaching into that barrel just a little bit deeper, and they're going to be turning people loose that you just don't want to live next door to you.
They have been doing that very thing for years, absolutely. And the court is so cute in their decision that's punctuated throughout by saying that this is good for public safety and that only the lowest risk should be released, totally ignoring who in the heck is in prison. I'm incredulous about the arrogance of the federal judicial branch of government. They put themselves above everybody, absolutely everybody. And how do you deal with it? We're going to have to just fight to do the best we can. And in Sacramento, everything in the world is being done to disarm us. In addition to putting us at risk, now we're being disarmed.
Okay. Well, you know what, Senator? Let's take an early break because I want to leave a lot of time because I want to talk about what you just said. About these laws that are making their way through here. And, with the 10,000 are going to release, and now they're doing their best to take our weapons away from us. That is a great lead in to the next segment. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Ah, summer. Sunshine, kids home all day, company visiting. Cobwebs, dirty carpets, and those windows. Now's the time to give Service Master of the North Valley a call. Whether it's one room or the whole house, at Service Master, we clean carpets and upholstery, tile and grout, and strip and wax vinyl floors. From kitchen to bathrooms, call Service Master to keep up with your summer cleaning needs. Get rid of the dust, the dirt, the cobwebs, and even see through those windows again. Hey, it's summer, and the sun is shining. Call Service Master of the North Valley for a free estimate. 722-1101. That's 722-1101.
After After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading. Are you beginning to notice the television is too far away and the menu in your favorite restaurant is printed too small? Hard as it may be, is it time for you to admit you really do need glasses? Whether for distance, reading, or the glaring sun, Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt and we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, you'll get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames or budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear. Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Elements Restaurant inside Wind River Resort and Casino is turning up the heat on the patio this summer with their Heat Wave Highlight Party. Enjoy the scenic view on Elements Patio every Friday night from 9:30 to 1:30 a.m. with tropical-inspired cocktail specials, Corona and Corona Light for the cool price of $3.25, and delicious bites from the overtime appetizer menu. Plus, enter to win a GoPro camera. For details on the Heat Wave Highlight, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the patio.
Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to offer iWin Wireless Gaming in Overtime Sports Bar Fridays from 5 to 9 p.m. Elements Restaurant Saturdays from 2 to 6 p.m. And during any bingo session, play now. Your iWin Gaming host will provide you with a personal gaming device and help you get started. 9 varieties of games to choose from. Plus, we'll match your play up to $20. For details on iWin Wireless Gaming at Wind River Resort and Casino, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to winriver.com. It's better on the river.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by the Balcony Brew, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, and of course, walk next door and they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Senator Jim Nielsen. In the last segment, Senator Nielsen addressed the 10,000 new friends that we have being released from the prisons. And then he really got it going when he said, and now they're trying to disarm us. Turn it loose, Senator. Let us know what the latest is from the crazies down in Sacramento.
Well, most years these bills have been defeated. But now, this year, there are a deluge of bills to tax ammunition, to register every weapon or gun that we may have accumulated over the decades, even in our family heritage, criminalize us, define a magazine in any way they want to define it to, in effect, make sure that you don't have anything that you can shoot with more than one shot at a time. I mean, it's just absolutely stunning. And to see these bills move along as they have been doing so this year, I expect that most of them will pass and that Jerry Brown will veto a few to throw us a bone or two, and then he'll sign a whole bunch of them, and it's going to be much harder for us to own a weapon. As I use it in debate, I say that now we are criminalizing the law-abiding and decriminalizing those who prey upon us, and we are taking our ability to defend ourselves away from all of us, and we are giving them many more opportunities and ways to access and harm us.
What are they? Are they doing away with the? I saw some place that it's going to ban semi-automatic weapons. Period. With a detachable magazine. Period. 22s, 308s, whatever it is. The rifle I've hunted with for 20 years is now going to be illegal.
Yeah, you'll automatically overnight become a criminal. Someone was telling me, as I was talking to him on the phone driving up the valley last night, just, I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning being a criminal just by the fact I woke up and I have one of these guns. Yep, that's the way it is. And they're defining magazines, as I say, very loosely determined, you know, that in effect, you're not going to be able to have anything.
Well, you know, frankly, I don't understand this because, you know, rifles are used, you know, the quote assault rifle, which of course is, it's just a look like it's not an assault rifle, but is used in something like 3% of the crimes. More people are killed with hammers than there are these rifles. And yet I, you know, what is it that they want to, criminalize people with weapons, which is millions of people just want to do that? Are they getting paid by somebody to do this? The Democrats?
Well, I don't know that I'd say they're after people, but they're after guns. It's just an affectation and being affixed on guns. Everything that can be done to get guns out of American society is what they want. And there were zero guns that would be, if all guns were banned, those individuals would be happy. And they will be incessant in their continued attempts to disarm us to the highest degree that they can.
What can we do?
Well, we have got to fight back. It's political, but I'm telling it the way it is. The folks that are voting and advocating to take our guns away, they need to pay a price at the ballot. And the individuals throughout California need to contact friends and neighbors all over the friends all over the state of California and family, and tell them to knock on the door of their legislators. Don't send them a letter. Go right into the office and tell them that you do not want to have your right to bear arms infringed any more than it already has. It's got to be stopped and rolled back, in fact. But there are too many legislators who are just voting right merrily along. I had a fellow come up to me, a colleague, just last Thursday. He said, "Jim, do you use lead?" And I said, "Sure." Well, why do people are so concerned about the lead? I said, look, the poison is not what's going to be permanent piece of wildlife, and everything that's hunted is legally done, absolutely legally done, and the hunters are most responsible in that. It's not that they ate the lead pellet. It's the lead pellet went into them. But that's not the point. I said, here's the point, my friend. I said, you folks have introduced so many bills to disarm us that the legitimate law-abiding are now really upset, and they're taking great issue with all of these things that you're doing, and you just keep piling it on. So do not expect that you're not going to have to pay a price. They're very unhappy. I had another member told me, he went out in the area I represent. He said, oh, my gosh. He said, at night, there's no lights out there. These windy roads, it's dark. You don't see any lights for miles. He said, I guess I can see why they need guns. I said, no, you need guns in your city more than we need them out here. But we do need them. And, yes, there is another world out here, my friend.
Well,
there's no concept.
The part about the lead, you know, we're all sitting here rolling around on the floor about that, how people have no concept that there's something beyond their city block. First of all, how they should be a legislator, I never understood. Anyway, but the banning of lead bullets is, I know it got out of committee, out of some committee. Is that being voted on too?
Yeah, it's still alive, and it's one of those several bills that are moving right along and may well pass. As I say, this year, the majority are emboldened by their, quote, supermajority, and they're just exploiting it to the hilt. This is the liberal agenda is at full force in Sacramento now today.
How many people, how many businesses, I don't know, Jim, maybe you don't keep track of this, but I'm looking at numbers, but how many businesses are leaving California?
Well, that continues. Instead of focusing on the economy, we're preoccupied with banning hound dogs from hunting bears and lead bullets. That's the big deal in Sacramento. And in terms of any reform of regulations, making this state much more friendly to business, to the contrary, the proposals are moving full speed ahead to raise fees, to raise taxes. And are there any attempts to rein in the bureaucracy that are oppressing businesses, making it so impossible to do business in the state? Not one bit.
And then they wonder why Texas is cleaning up. You know, we just saw gun manufacturers moving out of Connecticut to South Carolina. Gee, I wonder why. You know, it only takes, and then Texas is recruiting businesses. whatever they're doing there is working, and people are starting to look at that. What are they doing down there that's having such a economic input or such a economic dynamo down there? Well, it's simple. You got California, which is forcing businesses out. It's forcing people out. You know, your business may be fine, but when they start putting these onerous regulations to make you a lawbreaker, and we've got people in the chat room right now talking about it, they've just made me a criminal by some of these stupid gun laws.
Well, the gun laws and the heavy-handed bureaucrats that come walking into your business and say, you've got to do this, you have to do that, you have to do the other thing because we say so. And often, I guarantee you, they do, because I test them all the time on it, they do not have the legal, statutory, or regulatory authority to tell you to do that. They just come and tell you to do it because they can. And because nobody challenges.
That's right, because they can, because they're nameless, faceless bureaucrats. And who holds them responsible?
Well, not enough.
Yeah, well,
That's, you see, that's a great place to be. That's one of the things I'm very thankful to have the confidence of the citizens of the 4th District to be able to be in Sacramento, sitting in these committee hearings and raising my objections and raising my points on the floor and for debate and, of course, in committee. And, you know, sometimes we get people's attention and we do win a few. So that's the encouraging thing.
Yeah. Well, you know,
we stopped the bill just last week, 2 weeks ago. It didn't even get a motion. The member was hung up that there could not be in terms of a hospital in a community. They couldn't be for profit. There weren't going to be any for profit hospitals. Well, we made the point that if we didn't have the for profits in some of our counties, we weren't going to have any at all.
Yeah.
And she said that we cannot have profit. We cannot profit.
Senator, we've got to take a hard break here. Let's talk about that when we get back. Plus a couple other things that are near to our heart.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. The Supreme Court punts on an affirmative action case, a Texas case on race-based college admissions. Fox Radio's Jared Halpern.
The Supreme Court basically telling both parties they need to try again. They're sending it back to the lower court.
Today's decision leaving many questions about the continued use of race as a factor in college admissions. On the run with a revoked U.S. passport, NSA leaker Edward Snowden was supposed to be on a Moscow to Havana flight this morning. Several reporters were on board.
But as they walked down the aisle looking for Snowden and eventually finding seat 17,
and he's not in it.
The flight took off, filled with journalists, but no Snowden.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson. As the murder trial of George Zimmerman gets underway, mother of victim Trayvon Martin says she'll be there.
I ask that you pray for me and my family because I don't want any other mother to have to experience what I'm going through now.
Sabrina Fuller, Fox News. We report. You decide.
People think once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making 4 high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I don't know what's going on with Buddy. He's not putting any weight on this paw.
Oh, yes, I see. It's just a minor sprain.
Okay.
You keep Buddy off his paws for a few days, and he'll be chasing squirrels in no time.
So one other thing. I do have this rash.
Okay, sir, I need you to put your shirt back on.
Wait, you're a doctor, right?
Animal doctor.
Quick peek.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, 61 degrees out there, 8:34 in the morning. It's June the 24th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Great prices, great haircuts, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. It's man's last stronghold. Great place to get your haircut. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our guest is Senator Jim Nielsen. And Senator, you just kind of, we're just sitting here looking at each other, after we talked in that last segment when you said they actually wanted to outlaw a hospital if it makes a profit.
Yeah, that was the fundamental point. Her premise was she would let her bill die rather than accept that there could be such things as hospitals that did make a profit. That they had, that was something, an evil thing. And even her colleagues could not go along with that, and they did not give her a motion. But to see someone just so hateful of, and disdainful of profit, like that's a terrible, bad thing, you know?
Capitalism is bad.
Sadly, not surprised.
Well, you know, that's the thing. The capitalism is bad. This is it. Business is bad. We must regulate it. We must control it. We must redistribute the wealth that comes from it to those people who don't have businesses, who don't, you know, who need this, who need this wealth more than the people that have busted their buns for the last 30 years to build a business, and now they can't even enjoy the fruits of their labor.
No, they can't. But we're having some success. Some of the agencies, even Fish and Game, who've given us so much problems up in the Siskiyous. I was up there, my wife and I, on Saturday for a big shooting event, by the way. Yep, I went to a shooting event.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, probably some editorial will attack me for doing that. But the whole point is a few of these agencies are trying to work with us just a little bit now because we've pushed back. And so I find a little bit of hope in that. It's no parting of the Red Sea in terms of a great success, but at least we're getting their attention, folks, and that's because you speak out and you pass me the ammunition. Your specific incidences, you get a hold of me or my staff, and then we call the agencies and have some reasonable conversations, and then if we have to, we get a little more stern. We had a major federal agency actually back up just a little bit because we complained they were harassing our local community colleges in terms of their accreditation. And boy, were they arrogant. I mean, this bureaucrat that came in to see this senator and I, we met with him, and I just was stunned. I said, you know, you've come in, your letter to me that I just received was arrogant, condescending, and dismissive. And your attitude here today is the same. How do you expect me to deal with that?
And what happened?
Well, we dealt with it firmly. Now, they went out with a spanking and realizing that we're prepared to initiate an audit of what they're doing. And that makes them very uncomfortable because at least it's going to go very, very public as to the cavalier manner that they're trying to harass our local community colleges in terms of whether they can do the job that they're supposed to do.
Well, this doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me that we have people, that are, again, leaning in on people because they're an agency or a bureaucracy that there is no checks and balances hardly, unless it's a small number of people like you, at legislators. But, there are so many agencies and bureaucracies, you can't get to every one of them. And every one of them seems to have their own little agenda because they're independent.
Well, they largely are. The review that they are subjected to is cursory in the budget at best, because most don't really go after things. They don't inquire. They don't ask questions. They don't do research. And then when they come before the committee, they're given nothing but tender loving care. It's the job of a legislator to be oversight, and that's what I have been calling for the last several years. That we should, the legislators should introduce far fewer bills and do much, much more oversight and accountability.
Well, that makes sense to me. The budget.
Not balanced, not fixed, funded. And,
fixed, it's just funded. Huh?
It's funded. That's it's funded. But the necessary things like a spending cap, nobody's even wanting to talk about the spending cap. A prudent reserve, nobody wants to talk about it. Zero-based budgeting, though there's a little bit of talk about it, but it's not really being implemented. And zero-based means the agency has to justify everything it spends money on every year. And we actually will take away some of their responsibilities each year as a part of our legislative scrutiny and accountability. That we're going to limit some things, and we're going to reduce some things we're going to force them to change. That has not happened to any significant degree. Now, the governor can tout this great fiscal conservative that he is. Ladies and gentlemen, this budget is continuing to vastly grow. And most significantly, the base is building, meaning what we are spending money on, that is increasing, and then next year, as the budget is formulated, then that higher base is what the low will be for the new year, and then you do anything, just raise it above it.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here, Senator. I've got comments in the chat room that says, I thought we were supposed to have $127 billion surplus. Was that true?
No, there's no surplus. Jerry would maybe argue there's a bit of a surplus, but no, we're not in the surplus situation
okay.
at all.
All right, we'll be right back. I want to discuss the budget in somewhat, and if there's any types of any good parts about the budget. But I got a feeling that all the spending is not going to be good for any of us. So we'll be right back. Our guest is Senator Jim Nielsen, our senator here who represents us so well. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI has purchased over 20,000 rounds of ammunition for our students to use while training for their CCW. Just because you can't find ammunition doesn't mean you can't apply for your CCW at NorCal Firearms Instruction. Come see us at Sportsman's Warehouse, visit us online at norcalfi.com, or call us at 999-1822. Now is the time. This is Ted Lighty reminding you that it's not the loss of freedom, it's a loss of liberty to be worried about.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Hi, this is Jana from Vintner Cellar in downtown Reading. I'm proud to announce that our ever so popular Christmas in July sale is right around the corner. Stop by and find out more about winemaking with your friends and how to save during our annual sale. The sale comes only once a year and will end on July 31st. I would also like to invite you and your friends to join us for our upcoming wine tour to award-winning DeCaro Cellars and Wildcard Brewery. This tour will be held on June 29th and usually sells out fast, so call today to reserve your seats. Finally, I would like to announce that our beautiful tasting room is now available for your next event. Birthday parties, girls' night out, business meetings, reunions, or just because. Call today to reserve your next party. Call 222-WINE or email us at info@222wine.com to find out more details. There are so many reasons to gather with friends and cheers at Vintner Cellar. Hope to see you soon.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642.
Be cool
with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
And it's currently 63 degrees in the downtown studios. It looks like we've got rain mostly all day. 71 degrees are where it was. That's kind of like sweater weather.
It is. So it's nice. It'll be cool. It'll be rainy. We need the rain.
Temperatures around 66 tonight. So if you want to open your windows and air out your place, there you go. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Our guest is Senator Jim Nielsen. It is 8:44 in the morning. Senator, when we get back onto the, we welcome the Senator back. We're talking budget items. People have said $127 billion in surplus, and after you stopped laughing, you said that's not what's happening. And in fact, it's just getting worse. Is that true?
Well, it is, because we have not fixed the underlying problems of overspending in government. You know, we try to focus once in a while here, though, on something positive, and something did happen positive in the budget. Career tech education used to be called vocational education, and I'm a product of it, Future Farmers of America, VOAG, actually has been protected. A lot of the categorical programs that needed to be changed actually have been, there's been some very good positive, significant change, giving more local control and authority over categorical programs. You know, that has been achieved in the last three budgets, but to a very large degree in this one, and I commend the governor because that's something that he wanted to see too, and that's a good return, if you will, to local control. On the other hand, career tech education, though, has been protected because when the push comes to shove in the budget, the VOC programs always have been the ones that got hurt. And so one of the things I did way back in the 80s is to protect VOC Ag Ed by getting it included in the Ed Code. Well, now we've been able to protect a number of the career tech programs, and that's very significant, and that will be very enduring. And the point is we have to recognize that a lot of our students, these career opportunities, they need to be trained for. And when they get into career tech and they get a job in a career, that doesn't mean that that's all they're going to ever do. They may, and that's a wonderful thing, and they're good careers. But in their career, they might want to then improve and do more. And that's where I've been arguing to the University of California and CSU that they should embrace the career tech ed kids instead of shun them and let them be the place where they go to be advanced, to have higher careers. And so career tech ed, that's a victory in this year's budget.
That's great. One of our chat room people said, can the senator comment on the delay of the AB 109 compensation to the counties?
Well, the whole compensation to the counties, I mean, we've been dealing with the fish and game fees for years and years and years. I was just talking to the folks up in the Siskiyou Saturday about that too, two of the supervisors. That is always an issue. The state doesn't keep its promises. And they won't on AB 109. The end game in 109, or what's called phase two of AB 109, is the responsibilities for all of these inmates and parolees and everything, including their health care, is dumped on the counties. And I predict the next step is the state is going to say, well, it's okay, you go to your local taxpayers. And there's even a bill now moving in the legislature. It fortunately didn't get tied to the budget, but it'll still be pushed to reduce the voting threshold to 55% for local bonds. So the point being that it's going to be the state within a short time telling the counties, well, you've got all the responsibility, now you go to your local taxpayers and fund it. Now, that won't mean our local taxpayers are going to face a tax cut, but we don't have to spend at the state level. That money will still go into the Treasury to be spent on other things. It just means the burden on the local taxpayers will increase. That's plan B.
So we can look at the fact is that this delay in paying the funds for AB 109 is going to continue.
And I don't think that that's the biggest problem, the delay. The point is what they're getting is not enough. It is when it started off 3 years ago, it was pegged at 70% of what they would be required to do the job then before 109.
Okay.
Through all of these thousands and thousands of unrehabilitated felons in our community. So the counties don't have sufficient resources, and particularly there's been no new money to increase local rehabilitative opportunities that was already inadequate, and that's why recidivism was higher before, and now it's only worse, and that, the bottom line is they're not getting rehabilitated, and if they choose not to go to what rehabilitation they do have available to them, then there's no consequence. Okay, well, so you didn't go to a drug treatment. That's too bad. Just keep not going to drug treatment. There's nothing going to happen to you.
What would you say is the, and before we go take our break, is the most, and I know it's going to be hard for you to pick this one. What would you say is the most onerous law or attempt of a law that you've seen here in the last few months to pass that would have such a dire effect on us, the state, people?
Well, a bill that I'll be debating maybe even today. And if you are a self-identified transgender student, you have a right to be availed any opportunity that you want to do whatever you want involved in any program you want. Think co-ed sports, including going into the dressing room and the shower room.
In the bathrooms.
If you, or the bathroom. You wake up in the morning and decide you're female, then you can go to the female. You wake up in the morning and decide you're a male, you go to the male. Now, that bill is absolutely insane.
Yeah, we've talked about this one before. I was kind of hoping that it was one of those things that people would see the insanity in this and wouldn't get out of committee. Or it would die someplace, like the one about the homeless Bill of Rights, where we had to provide jobs, housing, bathrooms, and everything like that for people. So did this one, what's this one look like? It's going to happen?
It's on the floor of the Senate now, yes, and it's come over from the Assembly. So it's just one step away from the governor's desk.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, the way that bill is written, it there's no control. An objecting parent has no say. An objecting student has no say. An objecting administrator has no say. And there is no requirement that the transgender has to identify by on what basis, medically, legally, technically, are they whatever the gender they claim to be. It's just if you decide you are, you are. That's it.
So five guys could go in there and try out for the girls' basketball team saying they felt like they were that they were female, and they could be on the girls' basketball team, right?
Well, absolutely. And Carl, this is not an extension. You know my vast experience dealing with sex offenders
is a
term, the Board of Prison terms. Sex offenders are going to exploit this to the hilt. They will know that this is a great opportunity for them to access a vulnerable female. They will do it. I mean, gosh, just yesterday, the report of two parolees, one of them a registered sex offender, chased two girls in, and the girls ran from them and got into a liquor store. Unfortunately, they came clear in the liquor store to accost them, and the guy saw the girl on the phone and took off. But, they're out there. And they're going to use this kind of law. Wow. Open season.
But is this for all just public schools? Does this include the universities?
It includes everything, I believe. It doesn't limit it.
Well, that ought to be interesting. Okay, hey, we got to take a quick break here. Okay, during this next couple of minutes, Senator, what I'd really like you to do is see if you can find one that's good for us. You know, even harder. This transgender one, though, when I call friends from other states, they just laugh and laugh and laugh about what's happening out here. We'll be right back after these messages. Our guest is Senator Jim Nielsen.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home,
Our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Our lives are becoming more hectic with higher demands from our work, family, and our day-to-day living. This can lead to stress, exhaustion, and even serious illness. Hi, I'm family herbalist Peggy Spindalelis from the Healing Through Nature show on KCNR. Along with my husband, clinical master herbalist Arundel Spindalelis, we operate NorCal Herbal Studies here in Reading. Herbal medicine offers a safe, natural, and effective treatment to balance and restore the body back to good health. It can help with anything from acute to chronic long-term illness or simply restore your health and vitality. Here at NorCal Herbal Studies, we believe in treating our patients in a safe, holistic, and natural manner. If you would like a change in health based on time-honored ways, please give us a call at 722-6728 or check us out at NorCalHerbalStudies.com.
Don't be shy, just let your feelings roll.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back
down. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 8:56 in the morning here on the 24th of June. Tomorrow we have Haven Humane on and Barbara Dianis, who is an author. And of course, we're going to be covering a lot of what's been happening today. Boy, I'll tell you, the news is thick. And right now, closing the last portion of our show is, we have Senator Jim Nielsen on. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, I like that, Johnny Cash. I won't back down. When it's those Common Core values, those North State values, you don't back down.
Well, we don't. And that's what we play at the end of each one of our shows is that. Just to remind people is that you got to stand up. You got to stand up and do things. You got to stand up for what you believe in. Otherwise, you're just going to be continually beat down. And if there's enough of you stand up for it, then you know what? It won't change. New strange laws that affect you and your children and your children's children. At least you stand up and fight them so you can look your grandkids in the eye.
Well, Carl, that's one of the things you wanted to end on a high note.
Yeah.
One of the high notes is enough Americans now are getting concerned and are standing up and not backing down. They are not happy with what's going on in America today. And if you want to see what's going on in America today, get an old copy of 1984. It's chilling, chillingly prophetic of what we are in the throes of today. And enough Americans are getting concerned. The pushback is going to be substantial now, and that is our hope for the future. Also, our veterans' homes are moving along, and we were able to get funding for the veterans' service offices, not the increase that we'd hoped, but we got the funding, and our veterans' homes are going along okay. So those are good developments, but the most important thing, Americans are beginning to stand up. And I ask Americans to start flying the flag again in mass, not just on the 4th of July, thank you, but all through the rest of the summer to let everybody know we are standing up.
Oh, we've got to. We've got to stand up and we've got to let people know is that, you know, what's happening here is just wrong. I mean, you can't pass laws that make law-abiding citizens criminals. You know, talk about Atlas Shrugged. In that one passage where this one congressman is talking to another and says, I can't even keep track of all the laws that are being passed. And the other one says, yeah, well, that's, I'm paraphrasing this. Yeah, well, that's fine because then when they break the law, they don't even know it. And, you know, this is getting to a point where you can't use lead, you know, in your bullets, which then takes out, what, 90% of all ammunition, if not more. Which, you know, and then you can't buy this, you can't buy that. But I promise you, people that don't obey the law are going to just laugh. Oh, yeah, I'm a 109 guy and I've got a 44 Magnum here. Well, gee, that was against the law. Anyway.
Yeah, they are laughing, and our law enforcement professionals, their lives are at risk, and they do not have the tools to do the job. In fact, another point I've made, our law enforcement professionals have been disarmed, and the criminals have been given more arms.
Well, I tell you. You know, it's that, you know, it's reasons like that when we have this weekend on this Saturday, you know, we the people in Sovereign Minds are having a, get together, raffles and, you know, a night of conservative talk and, fundraising to, you know, to keep this going, to keep, the type of, middle America, northern state, what we value alive this Saturday and, the things that's the same values that you espouse there, Senator Jim Nielsen.
And we got to reproduce it and market it around America. And more of us stand up, and we're starting to, Carl and Linda. And
thank you.
Me, that's the hope for tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Senator Jim Nielsen has been our guest today. Thanks a lot, Jim. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Lower court on a closely watched challenge to affirmative action. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live at the U.S. Supreme Court.
A race-based admissions policy at the University of Texas must get a second look, says the U.S. Supreme Court. Justice Anthony Kennedy rejecting lower court decisions upholding the policy, but only because of flawed analysis, saying the Texas plan was not considered under the most critical of review. So lower courts must reconsider, likely setting up another round of arguments here, Lisa.
Jared, thanks. Some hints on the whereabouts of surveillance leaker Edward Snowden from someone who's having trouble with his own asylum attempt. Fox Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
A WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says this about Snowden.
He's in a safe place, and his spirits are high.
But he won't say anything else.
Other than to say that the matter is in hand.
The matter being where Snowden will end up. He's a